Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, get you caught up on what's going on in Anaheim right now. It is now a tie baseball game. Astros and Angels knotted up at 2. Brian King on the mound for the Stros in not so unfamiliar territory for Brian King. He's been, you know, a seventh inning guy quite a bit this season, though not the seventh inning guy in a big opportunity. In this ball game where the Astros have really struggled to do anything outside of the first two hitters of the game for them, Jeremy Peña with a leadoff homer against Yusei Kikuchi, Isak Paredes with a homer off of Yusei Kikuchi. That's it. That's been all she wrote. Astros have gotten other guys on base, but they haven't been able to move them around the bags. Yusei was really good after that. His night is done. Hunter Brown's night is done. Brian King on the mound just gave up a home run, 411 feet, to tie the game at 2 runs apiece. That was to the leadoff batter in the 7th inning. And the only solace, silver lining, I think, for the Astros is the fact that Zach Neto pounded a baseball off of his shin after taking a 95-mile-per-hour sinker off of his left hand earlier in the game.
Talk about getting beat up.
Yeah. I mean
you're going to wake up tomorrow morning feeling it, brother.
Yes.
Feeling it. Because, I mean, a 96 to the hand or to the arm. I don't know where it hit.
I hit him on the hand, bottom of the hand.
Yeah, 96 there. And then you bounce a foul ball off your calf, your leg.
It was the inside part of the shin, the bony part.
Oh, yeah, no. I feel bad for you, brother. You need to hit that ice bath tonight.
Yeah. Though I guarantee you Hunter Brown was like, bitch.
Karma.
Definitely. All right, so there's your Astros update. Best of luck to them. Hope they whoop some angel butt over the weekend. Now what we've got is the funniest 2 minutes of the night. It's been guaranteed. On the mic right now from Sports Radio 610, producer of Area 45 that one time, Joe Esquivel.
Hey, everybody, what's up? How's it going? So I'm broke right now, you know, and I've realized something that whenever you're broke, you got to make it out any way possible. So I did the one thing the other day to cheer myself up. I Googled how to be happy because you're broke, and it gave me something called positive affirmations. Now, I don't know what these are, but I realized that I'm so broke, I can only afford semi-positive affirmations. Like, I'm in the mirror looking at myself going like, hey, man, you're not broke. You're just in between blessings. Right? And I'm also going, hey, you're not poor. You know what? You're rich in spirit. You just can't afford to fly at any other airline. And it's crazy with these recent FAA layoffs right now. If you fly Spirit, you might become one. So be careful, y'all. okay. But I'm kidding, though. Like, Spirit, Frontier, and Southwest are the only ones that haven't crashed because they're so used to running cheap. Like, they're running on fumes, hope, and rubber bands right now. It's crazy, man. And talk about being broke right now. If you're broke, don't date. It is the worst choice. Just stay by yourself, okay? These dating apps are the worst. The one thing that I realize with these dating apps, they're so bad, they're based on how you look, okay? So if you're ugly, you have to pay for the subscription. It's crazy. And look, I'll even tell you, look, this is how I know they're based on how you look. If a beautiful woman posts a picture online, could be Photoshop, filtered, whatever, within the hour, I wager she get 1,000 likes, hearts, dripping eggplants, pictures in the DMs, whatever, right? But if an ugly person posts a picture, the only thing they'll get is a private message that says, this photo violates community standards. And that's it.
There you go. That was pretty good, man.
That was good.
Joe Esquivel, who's been a stand-up comedian, I just learned 4 hours ago, for the last 7 years. And you can see him... Oh, what was the first place? Axelrod?
Axelrod every Sunday and Monday from 8 to 11 and Trash Panda Drinking Club on Thursdays at 9.
That's cool, man. So how long have you had like those gigs?
Axelrod, I've been there for like 5 years almost.
Okay.
And Trash Panda, it's been like 7-8 months now.
Dude, refresh my... I know I've seen Trash Panda somewhere.
It's in North Side on Patton Street.
North Side, Patton Street. Yeah. Is that inside the loop? Or outside the loop?
It's like inside of like 610.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I know I've seen it. That's like Heights?
On the other side of the freeway, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I go to the Heights every once in a while. I must have been driving around and I've seen it before.
Yeah, it's not that far from there.
All right, cool. And Axelrod, where's that?
That's near Midtown on West Alabama.
Okay. All right, well, cool. What would you do if me, Chris, PC, and Tyler...
And you, yeah.
Maybe PK from Norway, whenever he comes into town again. We just got like a whole conglomerate. Like, how do you do with hecklers?
Okay, so I'm great at crowd work.
Okay.
I love doing jokes, but I can also do crowd work, right? So I can handle whatever.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, that's what she said.
Hey, all right.
Come on, I'm looking for you to come back at me. Like, say something funny, man. Come on. Come on.
Hey, dog, I don't know. I respect you now. You've been in the Mexican leagues, dog.
There you go. Hey, that's good. He listens. He got it. Yeah, you know I'll charge the mound, so don't cross me sideways,
there
all right?
You go.
Be throwing high heat at me.
You be throwing high heat with the Michelada in your hand, dog.
Let's go. Let's go.
That was good.
He can do pretty well.
Yeah. We should definitely show up one day without him knowing.
I could dig it. Yeah. Real quick, you're going to have to give me your schedule again after the show so we can plan this. Wait, what's the latest you're on?
The latest we go, Axelrod is from 8 to 11, and then Trash Panda is usually from like 9 to 11:30.
All right. Are either one of those Mondays or Thursdays you work?
Monday is Axelrod.
All right, Monday. Yeah,
and then Thursday
guess
is Trash
what?
Panda.
Mondays during football season, guess who doesn't work? This show. You have to be here.
So I work.
Do you have to be here till 11 o'clock?
I have to be there until the Monday night football game's over. That's...
Oh, hell.
Yeah, it's usually
so it's about 11:15, 11:30.
Chris will be there in spirit, but maybe you take a day off one day, Monday night
show
football.
Show up on Thursday at Trash Panda.
Make sure on Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Thursday. Okay. Thursday night football. We have Monday, Thursday night football. Somebody's got to run the board. You take the night off. You don't answer the phone call from Laura when she asks you to fill in. And so we'll go check Joe out.
All right, bet.
And heckle the hell out of you and give you some pretty easy crowd work. It's probably easier when you know the people that you're heckling, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes? Well, we'll find out. It'll be fun. This was fun tonight. I wonder if what point in time tonight did you stop getting nervous that Sarah Parker, Laura, and everybody here working at the station had found out that you were hosting a show was listening? And you were like, you know what? I don't care.
It was after the first hour.
Yeah?
Yeah, the first hour. First segment, I was a little nervous. Second segment, I was sweating. I mean, I could feel it in my forehead. Third segment, I was a little bit sweating there. But yeah, once that second hour, I was feeling good. I was feeling fine. Now I feel a lot better.
I think you did good, man. You got a lot of complimentary texts.
Yeah, I know. Appreciate the text line. Appreciate the YouTube, the Twitch as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, you did good.
No, you did great, dog.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You did too, man.
Me?
All y'all, everybody. You and Joe.
Look at that. Never tells me I do good when he's on that side. Just like, yeah, see you later, man.
Man, I always tell y'all, good show. Or at least I try.
Nah, well, yeah. Kind of. It's like, we always make it a point to say, you know, bye to Chris because he does a badass job. And so we go in there, dap him up, and then we're out. I'm trying to get home so I can watch my latest crime doc, eat some dinner, stuff like that.
Yeah, usually out of here immediately.
Yep.
And man grabs his bag, he's like, I'm out.
Like clockwork, as soon as I get into bed, got my dinner, bing, bing. There's the Chris emails, the daily audio. There it is. So you got your schedule on. So I always try to make it a point till you do a good job. But it's maybe different on this side of the glass. So I had fun tonight, man.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.